Federal officials are worried that terrorists might one day use smallpox as a weapon, so they've ordered enough smallpox vaccine to protect all Americans. But yesterday, a federal advisory panel recommended against vaccinating everybody. Instead, the experts say the vaccine should be narrowly targeted. NPR's Richard Knox reports on who the experts say should get the vaccine and why they say most people shouldn't.
The likelihood of a smallpox attack isn't zero, but it's probably very low. Against that great unknown, the expert panel had to weigh the risks of vaccination. Dr. John Modlin of Dartmouth Medical School is its chairman. He says the group decided to be cautious.
We are recommending that two groups of individuals be immunized. One group would be those pre-designated to be amongst the first to come in contact with a case of smallpox should there be a smallpox bioterrorist event. The second group would be healthcare workers located in a hospital or hospitals that have been also pre-designated to receive smallpox victims.
Taken together, Modlin says, these public health SWAT teams and some staffers at designated hospitals would add up to no more than 20,000 Americans. But a recent poll found that 60% of Americans would get a smallpox vaccination if they could. Modlin was asked if these millions of people, knowing there's enough vaccine, might find the recommendations unfair.
This is a public health decision, and there have been many instances in the past where public health interests have not always jibed completely with one's personal interests.
Dr. Julie Gerberding of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says people need to understand that smallpox vaccine is nothing to take casually.
This vaccine has special risks. Mm-hmm. It is not as safe as the things that we ordinarily and routinely recommend mm-hmm. for people. And we don't want to confuse people that other vaccines are as potentially harmful or have as many adverse effects as this particular vaccine does. It's special.
That's because smallpox vaccine contains live virus. Not the smallpox virus, but a related one called vaccinia. Out of every million people who get vaccinated, about 20 will get seriously ill from vaccinia. 5 will die. In 1947, New York City had a smallpox outbreak. Within a month, virtually the whole city was vaccinated. Dr. Marcy Layton of the New York City Health Department says 2 people died of smallpox and 6 died from vaccination side effects.
So ironically, more people died from the vaccine than from the disease itself, and that was at a time before we had the larger percentage of people who have compromised immune systems.
These days, many people have low immunity because of AIDS, cancer chemotherapy, and drugs for organ transplants. So public health officials fear many more people could get severe reactions to smallpox vaccine. That's why the CDC's advisors hope they can restrict who gets the vaccine in advance of any terrorist attack. And if that actually happens, federal officials say they can get millions of doses of vaccine anywhere in the country within 48 hours. The proposed vaccine rationing plan is pretty much what New York City health officials recommended. But Layton, for one, is not looking forward to making it work.
I supported the option that they chose. I think it was the right thing to do. I think the difficult part about this option is how you implement it and how you draw the line and how you choose who gets it.
If the plan is approved by the Bush administration, state and local health officials will have to work through those thorny questions. As Layton says, it'll be a busy summer for public health officials. Richard Knox, NPR News.